You're listening to The Wicked Horror Show, powered by the Dorkening Podcast Network. For more information, check out thedorkening.com.
This episode of Wicked Horror Show was broadcast live to Facebook. We were joined by our very special guests, actress Brooke Lewis, actors Michael O'Hare, and Alexander McBride from the movie Killer Rack. Who doesn't like killer boobs? And as always, if you like what you hear, head over to facebook.com/thedorkening every Tuesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to be part of the live show. You can interact with us in the chat room, ask our guests some questions, you know, do what you gotta do. And then when you're done there, go to youtube.com/thedorkening and check out all of our past episodes, including con coverage and whatnot. Don't hesitate to head over and check out all of the other shows. Is head over the right word? I don't think it is. I'm not going to correct it. So anyways, thanks for checking us out and enjoy the show.
Live. Here we are, Wicked Horror Show. Awesome show with us today. We have Kevin.
What's up, everybody?
Wolfie.
Oh!
Tony has nine fingers.
What is going on, people?
Yo, yo.
Hey, everybody.
And special guest number one, Miss Brooke Lewis, Miss Vampy herself.
I'm so happy. I love my guys here. What's up, everyone?
And you may know these two gentlemen as Bartles and James, Michael and Alexander from Killer Rack, and a bunch of other stuff. We're going to get into that, but I'm going to throw it over to Kevin.
So we've had Brooke on a couple times. We've talked about Killer Rack a bunch of times, and I ran into you guys at ScareCon New York. And I think you may have brought up Killer Rack. I forget how it came up in conversation. And then you told me you were Bartles and James, and I was like, what? Because you guys were just so great in the movie. Like, the comic relief when we did the review of it, we had nothing but good things to say about it. So that's awesome that we got to run into you, and it's even better that we have you on the show today. So I know we've talked to Brooke about the movie a bunch. What can you tell us about your experiences making Killer Rack?
Our experiences making Killer Rack. Originally, I wasn't even going to be in Killer Rack, I believe. I kind of came in at the last minute to be in James, but I'm happy that I got to be James in Killer Rack. Yep. And I hope people like us when they see the movie. I really do.
Now, my experience, I was over Paul's shoulder while he was writing, going, put two cops that are the walking dead in it. You know, the stereotypical ones that always end up taking that fatal bullet. I said, come on, please. So I bothered the poor guy for weeks and weeks and weeks. And suddenly, there we were.
Were you the one that named him?
You know, to be honest, I'm not sure if we can blame Paul or blame me. So whoever you want to, you know, I think seeing that Paul gave us all the wonderful lines, let's blame Paul.
Yes, let's blame Paul. We love you, Paul.
We do.
I was hoping to hear some like cool story that, you know, they have like a wine cooler or something and said, hey, Bartle. No, just.
Of course. Of course, both Paul and I remembered the Bartles and James wine cooler thing. So, I'm really mad that we forgot to put that line in. That's probably one reason that we need to have a web series or some kind of sequel that we wander through just so we can say thanks for your support.
Which is funny because anytime we see like a review on Killer Rack, because we do read them, people's always like, we want more Bartles and James. And we're just like, they like us. They really like us.
And of course I'm saying, I want more Bartles and James too. Come on, keep talking.
I mean, the thanks for your support would have been a perfect line for the movie as well.
It would have.
I know.
You missed
nice it. Nice time there.
Yeah. Now, have you guys, obviously you two have worked together. a bunch in the past. Have you worked with Brooke before this as well?
We have. The first time that we got to work with Brooke, I want to say Michael got to work more closely with her than I did, was a few years ago. We all did a little movie called Slime City Massacre, the sequel to the 80s classic Slime City.
Now, I had the pleasure of doing some dialogue with Brooke, which, as I've said before, the camera loves Brooke. Our part was filmed in black and white, and it just looked gorgeous. And the thing is, you know, talk about a bonus for who you get to act with. She was just so easy to get along with, even though she's had a reason to have a grudge against me because I was the world's slowest driver getting her back to the hotel. Now, I am famous for that.
He is. I've gone to many a convention with him, and it's a voyage.
I have been since I was 20. I'm sorry about that. And I get lost.
Skinny pedal on the right.
I totally forgot about that. Yet he is a fantastic actor, and I will acknowledge these two right here. First of all, I said it on Wolfie Shaw. I'll say it again. They really stole the film. They truly did. And you know, I do the voiceover of the Rack, and we know that Debbie is brilliant as always. She was incredible as Dr. Thulu, and Jessica was amazing. You know, especially for someone carrying this film, and she was so natural and great. But these guys really like. Said Kevin, the comedic relief of it. You stole this film. And yes, I got to work with Michael on Slime City Massacre. And we were talking before quickly about, you know, coming from Hollywood, and I originated in New York City in, you know, off Broadway theater. And these guys are trained theater actors, and I'm sure they'll share their theatrical experiences currently too later. But that's how good they are. And like I got there with Slime City Massacre, and I got to be in the scenes with Michael, and so good. We were all so lucky. But again, kudos to Greg for really doing amazing casting, especially, you know, in a town that has wonderful actors that are there to be discovered, you know? So we're always in good hands.
So we got a bunch of people watching right now. We want to remind you, if you have questions, please post them in the comments. We're going to be taking questions. A lot of people commenting already. Jason McFiggin says he loves you, Brooke.
I love you, Jason. Jason is our built in-house like publicist. Like, he's amazing. He did all our breast cancer charity for all you people who make bad comments about Killer Rack. All the breast cancer charity work that Jason was brought to fruition for Killer Rack is amazing. We love you, Jason. He's great.
Yeah, Jason is a great guy. We've spent some time with Jason as well.
Yeah.
At ScareCon, where we ran into Bartles and James.
Yeah.
We were actually kind of sharing a booth with him for the weekend for Death House. So that was awesome.
We love you. Thank you for all your support. And he supports horror films like nobody.
Yeah.
So
Stephen Chang is also in the chat room. Laura Potter says hi as well. Stephen says Brooke is one of the best scream queens. We agree. I want to remind everybody, if you are not familiar with Killer Rack, check the show notes. You'll find a ton of information about it. Also, where you can rent it on Amazon right now. There's a link right at the top. Also, all the links to share are to check out our awesome guests here on social media. Before we get into the rest of that, if you're unfamiliar with it, here's the trailer for Killer Rack. As soon as I hit the button, here we go.
Good morning, Mr. Rockwell.
Oh yeah, Betsy, you're in early.
Good morning, Mr. Rockwell.
Well. Sandy. Looking as lovely as ever.
Babe, it's my mom. She needs me over there. You know she's been sick.
If you need help taking care of her, I'd love to meet.
I swear her tits are actually innies. It's like I'm feeling up a 10-year-old boy.
There is a subtle little operation I could provide that might give you a slight edge.
Oh, well what?
Bigger boobs. You made the right choice, my dear.
Holy crap!
Do you like them?
They certainly pull the room together.
Did she always have those?
I'm definitely all woman now, and so much more.
There is a great evil surrounding you. No. Within you.
We'd like to ask you a few questions. May we come in?
I have a set of fun bags with the hunger for human flesh.
And slappy, they make me very happy. They make me want to bust out into song.
All you Ready? Need is a pair of fun bags, a leather teddy in a ball gag.
Bazoomas, palookas, guns like bazookas.
Bow down before the great and powerful Tiss.
How's that for alliteration?
All you need is a pair of fun bags.
They're officers of the law, and sometimes you gotta get icky.
Yo, killer rack.
Look! Godzilla's that will crush you in your sleep.
All you need's a pair of fun bags.
I'm writing my review right now.
All you need's a pair of fun bags. All you need's a pair of fun bags.
And we are back. Teen Ape is in the house. He's in the chat room. Hey, Casey. Great and seeing
I'm
you
sure
there.
I'm sure he loves that we're like that we're referring to him as teenage.
Nobody knows.
I love the teenage movies. I know Chris isn't a big fan of them all the time, but I still enjoy them. And actually we were talking about what Casey's doing in Rochester. We were talking about your Facebook video, and it looks awesome. Can't wait to see more about it. But anyways, Killer Rack, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's so fun, obviously, with that trailer. You need to check it out, obviously. Yeah.
Please. Please do. And if you do, thank you for your support.
Thank you for your support.
There you go. You can add after the fact.
Yeah.
So what do you guys have in the works? Brooke, what are you working on now?
Oh my gosh. You know, I was saying this earlier on Wolfie Show 2, how stressed I am. It's like, I feel like this, since I've been on the last year, it's just been such a whirlwind. And both as an actress and a producer, and also with my branding, like Michael was saying about branding. I mean, I'm so blessed. Last year we launched with Metal Babe Mayhem, and I'm wearing the shirt intentionally. If you can see Scream Queen Brooke Lewis, we did a Scream Queen Brooke Lewis shirt. We did a Ms. Vampy shirt for all the Ms. Vampy fans. We did a Rock Your Hot Mess. And anybody who goes to my site or Metal Babe Mayhem and wants to purchase any of our stuff, it is hashtag Brooke, capital Brooke, 16, and you can get 20% off for all your viewers and listeners. So check that out. So we branded, and Tosh Cosmetics, we did an incredible line for women, Profess Your Hot Mess, and we did a Ms. Vampy Girl teen makeup line and skincare line. So all that fun stuff is going on. My books, I was on a book tour with my coaching from a professed hot mess. I mean, so much. And again, a Ms. Vampy's teen talk. There's a lot of power in your choices. You guys know my book. It was finally published. So for anybody who has teenage daughters or nieces, check that out. So that's been an incredible thing. And then film-wise, like we were saying earlier, you know, Killer Rack Camp, Camp Motion Pictures, and Slime City Massacre re-released through Camp Motion Pictures on Blu-ray, right, in December. So we've been promoting that ever since. And I really... And probably a couple of years ago, I was so anti doing short films, but I wanted so much just to act and to show that I can really kind of sink my chops into like an intense adult acting, adult.
Yeah. No, oh my.
You know, more mature, yes, no triple X here, but more mature acting stuff. So our short film that Roger Scheck wrote and directed for me years ago has kind of had a resurgence, and I've been so blessed. I've won like 6 Best Actress Awards for that at a lot of the festivals. And then our new short film, Psychotherapy, that I executive produced and starred in with Ricky Dean Logan, all the horror fans from Nightmare on Elm Street fame and the Back to the Future films 2 and 3. He's such a great actor. And Stacey Lane Wilson wrote and directed this film. She created the role for me. I'm so blessed. we hit the ground running in 2017. We've already been accepted to like 7 film festivals. So we're basically touring this year and doing all the award shows and all the festivals. Everyone, all the horror thriller fans, it's more of a thriller. Check out Psychotherapy. Again, we've been so blessed. We've won Best Short Film at several festivals. I've already won several Best Actress Awards. Ricky won a Best Actor Award, Award of Excellence at Best Short. So without sounding obnoxious, we're so fortunate. And it's just been incredible. So that's going on. I did a film with Zombie Dave. Any of the indie film fans love Zombie Dave. We did Rotting Love, and I played the lead in his film. We'll see. Fingers crossed, horror comedy, zombie comedy. And I'm about to start a film called Happy Hour with Marcus Redman, who's an incredible actor-director. He's from Doogie Howser. He was one of the stars of Doogie Howser back in the day, so all you fans know. So I don't even know where to stop and where to go. There's just Jonathan Moody down in Virginia. We're going to do Scavenger with Alex Vinson and Jessica Morris. And he and I are in talks for a couple other films. So hopefully I'll get down to Virginia this year. Crazy. Just the usual Brooke Lewis crazy train doesn't stop. You know, and I want more. And I keep shouting out again, like, I am available, people. I have changed my mindset. You guys know, because Tony, Kevin, we talked about this so much years ago where I was like, I don't know how people are making micro-budget films. I will not work for free. No, I will not. But for a great role in a great film, I am absolutely open to traveling, to being a local hire. Just give me good work, people. That's all I beg of you.
Cool. Well, it sounds like you got a lot of good stuff coming out, so that's good.
Yes, yes, good stuff.
You sound busy.
And something else that she's humble about your charity work.
Oh, you
did a whole thing last year with the Lynn Sage Foundation for Breast Cancer.
We did, thanks to Jason McFiggins and Greg Lamberson and the whole Killer Rack crew. So you know, that's a big charity I'm passionate about. I've worked with several breast cancer charities. I've been working at the Mission, the Los Angeles Mission, on holidays doing Skid Row Christmas, Skid Row Thanksgiving, helping to feed the homeless and less fortunate, super important. I actually was invited to be, and I'm honored to be, a celebrity ambassador for Breaking the Chains Foundation. And this is a beautiful charity that supports, you know, everyone, but mostly women, young women with body image issues, eating disorder issues, and to take away the stigma of eating disorder and to create art that supports this cause. And it's beautiful. So I'm so honored.
Yeah, I remember last time you were on, I think it was you had a bowling team.
We did. The Central Horror Starlets. Sean Decker was the captain. I was the co-captain a few years. We did it for 6 years for breast cancer bowling for boobies. And boobies bowling for killer racks. And it now has passed that charity event. So we don't do that anymore. But now I'm active in other things that I'm super passionate about. I think it's really important. Whatever little notoriety I have to give back and to help others. I'm such a huge proponent of that, as you guys know. So thank you for even bringing that up.
Oh, always. Yeah.
Stephen Chang says that Brooke Lewis and Chanel Ryan should do a horror film together.
I love Chanel. She's the beautiful blonde scream queen. Bring it. Let's do it. I'm in. Count me in any day. She's great.
And I'd be more than happy to watch that movie. Just putting it out there. It'll be cool if there's little Bartles and James in the background. Yeah.
The thing is,
Bartles and James. I love it.
Yeah, we were talking about before we went live the fact that that Brooke would love to work with Billy.
Billy Pond. Yeah.
Let's get Chanel and Bartles and James and Brooke and our Alex and Michael and Brooke and everyone and
Alex and Michael or Bartles and James.
Well,
not to ruin anyone for anybody who hasn't watched their DVD or Blu-ray yet, but at the end of the credits of Circus of the Dead, there's a little bit of a coolness. So maybe that would happen. Who knows down the road?
Yeah, I was about to say, I smell a Circus of the Dead sequel coming.
Yeah, yes. That'd be good.
Yeah, he's well aware of the fact that I am like chomping at the bit to work with him. We communicate a lot on social media, and like we talked about off air before, Parrish Randall is like my Texas, he's my big brother, one of my soul people in my life. And so I'm a big fan of Texas. Everybody knows that. So I'm dying to go work with those fools out there. Bring it on, people, and bring our whole crew, because good people need to work together. Good, professional people. We can make this happen. We can make these indie films, and we can do them professionally with the right people.
Agreed. That's right. That's right. So, Michael and Alexander, what do you guys have in the works? I know you were talking about you do theater as well. Is that local, like in your area, or do you ever travel to do theater, or how does that work?
Well, right now we do it locally, but I'm willing to travel to my fan.
Right. So remember that. No, if you pay money, it will come.
Whoa! Why
do
you
raise
that?
And we're back to the adult movies.
Yeah.
And basically, speaking for myself, the theater I've done since I was 16 has all been, you know, in the Western New York area. You know, some professional, some community, some dinner theater. It's a good training ground, I find.
Now, do you guys have any film work coming out anytime soon?
I just remember something. I actually do have a project coming up at the end of May. It's a sort of sequel, not sequel, continuation to a project that I started last year. So I did this film last year called The Algebra of Need, kind of indie, a little experimental. And so this year we are all getting back together again in that revisiting the world, and that will be The Geometry of Desire. So that's what I have going on. And film wise, that's about it for me right this second.
So there's a question in the comments, and I have to remind everybody that a ton of people watching right now, if you have questions, please post them in the chat room. We are ending the show a little early today. We're going to be ending it in about 15 minutes. Jason McFiggins wants to know, Michael, how was it being directed by Debbie Rochon on Model Hunger?
Oh my God. That was a dream come true. And she is my favorite director that I've worked with so far. And I've worked with some very talented people.
Oh. But,
you know, I mean, Debbie is just amazing. She knows the actor's language. She knows how to get you to give just a little bit more. I couldn't recommend it enough. If she ever does another film, oh God, I hope I'm lucky enough to work on it.
Indeed, I would also work on another Debbie Rochon film. I was behind the scenes on Model Hunger, but I would definitely work with Debbie again.
Well, are you going to tell them what you did?
Oh, so on Model Hunger, my little brother and I, we choreographed the fight sequence between Tiffany Shepis and Lynn Lowry. So we did that.
Nice.
Oh,
okay. Well, how could this be, you guys? Since, like, these guys live in Buffalo. I am, like, an honorary Buffalonian from what I hear after being out there so many times. Right? Thank you. And I think, and I love, like I was saying, working with great professional people who are talented and hardworking. So what if, besides the fact that we're going to, like, shout out and beg Greg to do Slime City Massacre, like, part sequel to that part, or Slime City Part 3 with all of us, but I just had a vision that, like, if I come out to Buffalo, you know, sort of the vignettes, or what do you want to be, anthologies, or kind of still hot, whatever, and, like, we should get Debbie and Greg Lamberson to do one and, like, direct segments, like, each of them and any other Buffalo filmmakers, and then we can all star in all of them. Right?
I actually like that idea, bro.
Okay, you know, make it happen.
Definitely love the idea. I am working on a vampire anthology, and currently it does not involve Greg or Debbie, but wouldn't that be a dream if they were involved?
Michael, do you want to direct? Wait, Michael, are you going to direct film as well?
Yes, I wrote one segment, which is, kind of a lighthearted comedy about a couple that finds out their threesome was not exactly what they thought it was. So that's the part I'm directing. And there's going to be, you know, four or five other segments as well.
Okay, so am I, like, psychic right now? Did I just pull that out of the sky? Like, what? So you direct one, or, well, maybe this is a different project here, but whatever. You direct one, Greg will direct one, Debbie will direct one.
Why don't you direct one, Brooke?
From their lips to their ears.
Oh, now I want to direct one. I want to direct.
Alex, do you want to direct two?
I do.
Okay. You just look at that. Talented, don't
I have to. I mean, I am back in school, so.
You know, and just a small plug here, but if you want a talented actor, a hard worker, a modest man, somebody who's great at fight choreography, and I don't know, just a positive influence all the way around, hire this man.
Aw. Nice. I wasn't sure if he was actually going to go with that or if he was just
I wasn't sure either.
Pull the double. Yeah.
It's like, if you need to hire one of these people, good luck.
Well, speaking of that, if you want to reach out to any of our awesome guests here, Brooke, Alex, or Michael, check the show notes. You'll find all the information down below to find them on their social media channels. Also, where to rent Killer Racker right now on Amazon. Renting that or buying it. The Blu-ray just came out. Supports these awesome people here. We absolutely love that movie. And, you know, it's definitely high on our list for just comedic horror, just... You know, you guys just did an amazing job on it. And we want to see more Bartles and James. You guys need, like, a series, you know?
Yes.
Well, Alex and I are trying to get things together so we could have, like, a limited web series. You know, maybe 6 episodes, maybe 10 minutes each. You know, something like that. I mean, Bartles and James were always created with the idea that they would reappear somewhere else. And they're always going to be in that final week of his employment for the rest of our lives.
I'll slowly just get older. He'll always be that 1 week away from retirement.
It needs to be like a series where they investigate that, you know, kind of like X-Files, but instead of it being totally bizarre like that, it's got to be like, well, they're only going to investigate the most odd, like talking boobies, I mean, and stuff like that, you know. It's like, oh my god, there's a schlong on the loose or something, you know.
Well, we are
a very niche market group of detectives, so.
But they wrap up every case in 10 minutes. I mean,
the other caveat is that Paul McGinnis, the person who wrote Killer Rack, who created us, says that most of the times that we have to actually not solve the mystery, we're always going to be just slightly off. And that's his running joke with that. And I'm like, okay.
Now, will Paul write? I was actually going to ask you that. And we really need to give mad props to Paul because he is so talented. And, like, seriously, and I remember the day Greg reached out to me years ago and talked to me about Killer Rack and told me about Paul. And I was like, did you write it, Greg, like Slime City Massacre? He said, I didn't, but you would swear that I did. Like, it spoke to me. It resonated with me. It's so my sensibility. And Paul is so talented. So will Paul be involved in writing the web series for you?
That's the only way it could take place.
Only way we could do it.
Awesome.
You know, I mean, Paul might let us come up with stories, but if the dialogue isn't written by Paul, it's not right.
Because it has to. It has to have that heart, yet that wit behind it.
Yeah, totally. Totally. Good.
And we are big fans of Paul's writing, and we can't wait to see what next movie he comes up with. We're, of course, hoping we'll be involved, but still, we just want to see what else he'll come up with.
Yeah.
He has a previous one called Mall Grizzly, which is really funny, but that would need a little more backing money. So if anybody wants to reach out to him.
Well, you guys also definitely have like a traveling duo kind of deal. Just show up in different movies at different times. It's like, okay, here comes the detectives that we have on the case, and then you two show up, and then there goes the, you know, almost like a Jay and Silent Bob kind of deal, where they're little places at different times. just like, you know, even if it's like a 3-minute scene, you're there, you're doing your thing, and it's just, you know, it's like a package deal.
Well, and you guys are your own brand.
Exactly what we want.
Yeah, you guys are your own brand. Like, and when you do the web series, you should even see if you can get product placement from Bartles and James. You know, you know me, I'm always branding and marketing and you know, promoting. Like, see if you can do that. Like, because that's exactly what you need. I mean, I could see it. You guys can see the t-shirts, and you can see the branding, the hats, and you can. Bartles and James with your faces and in a goofy way, and like, it's really, it's a great brand. It is.
I would buy a shirt. I would buy a shirt.
Right?
Okay.
See, there it is. Bartles and James, the detectives, not the wine cooler. But the wine cooler is nice. We need t-shirts and hats and collectibles.
Is that what it's going to say on the shirt? Like that whole thing you just said? not the detectives, not the...
I thought mine would have something about baby-making juice.
It probably would have some baby-making juice.
And maybe they
could wind up going on commercials too, you know? I'm Bartles and James, and what we do, and we drink Bartles and James.
If they're going to come in and finance you, you're going to drink it. If they're going to come in and finance you, you're going to drink it.
Damn right. If they don't finance me, I'll still drink it. I'm just saying, I'm thirsty.
Almost like, what is it? Dos Equis has the most interesting man in the world. Bartles and James will have one.
I'm sorry, he is not the most interesting man in the world. The first guy was.
Yeah, the guy who was a red shirt on Star Trek. He's the most interesting man in the world. Plus, he's the only red shirt that never died.
Jason McFiggin says, I want a Bartles and James beer cozy. There we go. That's what we need.
Oh my God!
Yes.
That idea. Beer cozy would be perfect.
Duly noted.
Okay, I get a percentage, you guys.
You do, bro.
Of course, bro. We would not squeeze you out of it.
I just want a discount. I don't want a percentage. Can I get like maybe like a 20% down?
It just made me think of something. I mean, wine coolers need cozies.
So everything needs cozies. Everything.
So a Bartles and James cozy.
Well, most of the reason why you need a cozy for a wine cooler is because you don't want people to see that you're drinking a wine cooler, is what it is. You're going to be the dude drinking a wine cooler. Is that a wine cooler?
As I hide my beverage. I'm a grown man. I'm drinking my walk.
Yeah, so just wanted to throw in a product placement here because I feel like it wouldn't be good if we didn't. Both Alex and I were involved with Greg Lamberson's Johnny Gruesome.
Yes.
Which originally was his second screenplay, then turned into a novel when he couldn't quite get the financing he wanted. And now it's going to be, you know, a major motion picture. So Alex, who was also the fight choreographer, very talented.
I do a lot of work.
He does. Now, both of us have smaller but nice parts in the background of it, because I mean, it really is about the teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
But I think people are going to be really impressed by this work.
Can we say anything about the cast of that? Can we do that now?
I believe so.
So the cast for Johnny Gruesome was fantastic. I got a chance to work with some amazing actors locally and not in the area.
Yeah.
Anthony De La Torre, who plays the lead as Johnny Gruesome, oh man, like, look out for him. He is a force. He's an actor, he's a singer, he has his own band that is his name, De La Torre. It is amazing. He's a good guy, talented. If you get a chance to see anything he's in, do it. In fact,
Pirates.
He is going to be in the new Pirates of the Caribbean. He is the body?
No, he is the younger version of the Johnny Depp character.
Yeah, so he's...
Talk about awesome.
Yeah, so he's young Captain Jack Sparrow in Pirates of the Caribbean 5. So, yeah, young Captain Jack is Johnny Gruesome in Johnny Gruesome. I'm just saying.
Oh, my God.
Nice.
Yeah!
And, you know, I only worked on the movie briefly, but he was such a charming guy. I mean, a pleasure to work with. He's going places.
Yeah, I'll definitely work with him again anytime.
Cool. So yeah, Johnny Grissom. Yeah. I was just looking at the IMDb. It sounds pretty good.
Mm-hmm. So it was a good time.
Unfortunately, we do need to wrap it because Brooke Lewis has an appointment she needs to get to.
Yes,
it was awesome.
I have a movie and I have an audition tomorrow and I got to get my button gear and nice. Get serious.
So
busy woman. Busy woman.
Brooke, where do you like people interacting with you on social media?
You guys know I'm mostly active on Twitter, at Brooke Lewis LA. I'm also, I have the fan page on Facebook, which I do check. And thank you all for your beautiful comments. That's at Brooke Lewis LA. I am now, my publicist made me get active on Instagram. See, I'm buying into the social media thing. So at Brooke Lewis LA, and then brookelewis.com is my press site. You guys can see my updated stuff going on with everything there.
Awesome.
Awesome.
And Bartles and James, Michael and Alex, where do you like people interacting with you?
Okay, let's see. Well, you can message us on Facebook on the Bartles and James fan page.
Detectives Bartles and James.
Yeah, so they're the page. You can also reach us at, you can reach me on Facebook either through Alexander S. McBride, which is my acting page, or Alexander Sloan McBride, which is my regular page. Or you can find me on Instagram as Alexander McBride. I just post like drawings and weird videos, stuff like that. And on Twitter, yay, I'm a strip club DJ, even though I'm not a strip club DJ anymore.
It's in his blood. It's in his blood. As for me, on Facebook, Michael O here. You know, simple to the point. I don't have a social life, so that really reflects most of my acting and other things that I'm doing. And just a little plug for Alex and myself, but we're both wonderful people. We work hard, and if you want us for your next project, you know where to find us.
Awesome. Can't wait to see more of you guys, all three of you. It was a pleasure. We'll skip the rest of the rundown for the regular group, but you know where to find us all. Check the show notes. You'll find all the information there about our awesome hosts and our awesome guests. And stay tuned. We're going to be having another live show in about half an hour, but we'll catch you guys later.
I hope you enjoyed this show. If you did, please make sure you subscribe to the show wherever you listen to your podcast. If you want to be part of a future show, you can find us over on YouTube or Facebook, where we broadcast all our episodes multiple times a week live in front of an online audience where you can interact with us and our guests. Our main show, The Dorkening, is produced live on Sundays at 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Pacific. The Wicked Horror Show comes at you Tuesdays at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. And the Ultimate Video Game Show zooms in on Thursdays at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. This has been a Dorkening Network production powered by New Media Promotions. You can learn more about our network by heading on over to www.thedorkening.com.